Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dan Sumner, Doug Duffy, and Adrian LaFrance Wells. And today we're talking about the Ouachita River Blues Society, the Orbs Blues Challenge. Welcome. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cool.
Full house today.
It is a full house. And let's start with you, Adrian. First of all, there may be people that don't know about this Ouachita River Blues Society, also known as Orbs. What's it all about?
Yeah, so we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we exist to support, promote, and preserve blues heritage and live music here in Northeast Louisiana. And this is really our main event, this Blues Challenge. We are one of over 200 blues societies around the world, and we are one of two in the state of Louisiana.
Now, the challenge coming up this Sunday at the crew at Janice Float Den, you've brought along Dan Sumner and Doug Duffy, both musicians in our area. They've been around a while, and they've played a lot of blues. You guys have a brand-new blues album, Ain't Going Back.
Which is great.
Good to have you with us today.
It's great to be here, Corey.
Well, tell me a little bit about why you guys are involved in this blues challenge. Why is it important to remember our blues history and continue to celebrate it, Doug?
Why is it important? Well, considering I've been raised on the blues and most of my life have played blues, I mean, for me it's important. But, you know, it's... the exchange of, you know, being with other people that are also doing the same thing and seeing what they're doing and what we're doing and, you know, the social aspect of it as well as the business aspect, I guess you would say.
Well, Dan, talk to me about it. You're a musician. You travel around. You play all over the place. Why is blues music so important to us here in Louisiana?
Well, it's blues is the backbone of American music, all American music in general, and it's something that if you want to be an accomplished musician or as a listener or definitely as a performer of any kind of American-based music, whether it's rock and roll or country music or anything, its roots are at least the majority of the roots are in the blues, and the blues comes from the area where we sit right now, the Mississippi River Delta, and it flows through the veins of all music.
It's going to sound weird because I'm a musician. Blues music is, in a lot of cases, fairly simple chord structures, three chords. You think about all the blues classics, a lot of them have the same structure, but the way they put it together and tell the story is so much different.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many types of blues and so many ways that you can express the blues. I mean, we were laughing that we were going to call our newest record, which is called Ain't Going Back, we were going to call it One Chord and Some Lies, being, you know, coming from the idea of three chords and the truth. But that's it. You know, the blues is more than a form and more than a style and more than a literary form. It's a way of playing,
life.
A way of life and a way of playing music.
Adrian, the Blues Society formed about a year and a half or so ago, and then you had a get-together a year ago, and you had your first blues challenge, but this one is a little more special than that one.
That's right. So we are officially an affiliate of the Blues Foundation in Memphis. So that is an international foundation, and people must compete on a artist, must compete on a local level at blues societies around the world. Our radius, we set it at 250 miles. So we've had bands, we have two categories, bands and then solo and duo. And musicians will come and compete, and they will play for 20-minute sets in front of judges. We have judges coming in from other blues societies who are very well-versed in the blues. Corey, you're also going to be a guest judge for us, and they are going to listen to these acts and really score them to see who is going to compete in Memphis on an international level for the 2025 Blues Challenge. So they will go to Memphis, our winning acts, one band and a solo duo act, will go and compete on behalf of Orbs in Memphis at this international challenge. And we fundraise all year long to sponsor those acts, to be able to provide a travel stipend, and we will assist them in getting all their promotional aspects together. And we will really help sponsor them so they have the best chance possible to go to Memphis and compete on behalf of Orbs.
And when you say international, you mean international.
Truly.
I watched last year's challenge and saw people from Japan and Sweden and just all over the place.
Yeah.
And Doug, I want to ask you, you go to Europe all the time and perform. European blues, how do they get the blues in Europe? I hear these Swedish guys come sing songs about, you know, living in the south of America and stuff.
I don't know. I mean, I've always considered the blues to be associated with the Mississippi River. You know, if you don't have the Mississippi River, you don't have it. But anyway, that's not really true. But, yeah, I've always found that kind of interesting that you know, people are singing the blues in English instead of their own language, which is kind of odd. But
it's an international sensation. It's caught on all over the world, Dan.
Well, it speaks to the importance of it and the way that blues music speaks to the soul of, you know, into the human condition.
We're talking with Dan Sumner, Doug Duffy, Adrian LaFrance Wells, the Orbs Blues Challenge coming up on Sunday at the Crew of Janice. Adrian, for folks to get tickets, how do they do that and how do they find out more about the mission of Orbs?
Yeah, so tickets are $5 for Orbs members and Crew of Janice members, or $10 for non-members. You can go to the Ouachita River Blues Society Facebook page. You can also go to orbs318.com. And the challenge will actually be at the Crew of Janice Den. A big thank you to the crew at 901 Louisville Avenue in Monroe. Also, thank you to KEDM. They will be on site recording, and we really appreciate all your support.
We appreciate you guys as well. Dan, Doug, Adrian, the big thanks. And to find out more about the Blues Challenge or Orbs, you can visit orbs318.com.